We'll do the best that we can. Okay, let's start from that. It says Mem Gimel. This is what we're up to. Mem Gimel Amar Aleph Yitziyah Michutz Leir B'Shana Harishayna. A Chasim Kala. Chasim. There are halachas. The Shana Harishayna. You're not allowed to. The Simach Es Ishtay. A husband has an obligation to give simcha to his wife in the first year, and there are different halachic issues. And here he touches upon some of them. The Sefer Achinuch Kosav Shebichlal Mitzvah Asay Shel Naki Yihye Leveso Shana Achas. It was achas echos. Shlo yisa chutz liir letzeis lemulchama velo linyonim achedim yomim rabim. A chasan in the first year of marriage is not allowed to go to war. It's one of the exemptions, and is, for that matter, by extension, is not allowed to go on long trips and be away from his wife for long periods of time. Okay, in ancient times, it's very common. Today we live in the global village. Yeah, on a plane, everyone is near each other, but in ancient times, men, very common, men went to make parnasa. They were away for very long periods of time. So during the Shana Rishon, it is forbidden. From the Rambam, there's a machlokes, the chinuch and the Rambam. The chinuch, he makes mention, you know, the Shana Rishon, there's mulchama, that's a gzeres hakasuf, and the chinuch, by extension, says, you can't go on business the first year, you gotta be home. The Rambam, the Rambam makes no mention of business. The only thing the Rambam says, what it says, beferish in the Torah, mulchama. The Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam doesn't say it, so he's shocked. Where does the Chinuch? Okay, the Minchas Chinuch was written on the Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch over here is taking issue. How could the Chinuch go and make up new things that it doesn't say in the Gemara and it doesn't say in the Rambam? We are coming to say such chidushim. If a husband wants to go on a trip for 3-4 months, why not? To go to make parnasa. I was that partial. When time Shmuel lost his mom, the Meslim Chokim B'Shan B'Shan, and V'Loi Nuchal Lidrash Isus Shloim, and Mitzvah B'Shas, and V'Shapoyskin V'Ein Oyle Al Zichroini B'Shan Poysek Din Ze Shechosam B'Shan B'Shan Lo Yamoid Zulasa Yomim Rabim. I have never heard such a thing that a chosam has an obligation to be with his wife, Kamosha Kosov Rav Machaber, like the Chinuch writes. Okay, so here is the interesting thing to know: Machlokes the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. Ulam b'shut chasam soifer heir shemisiv mitzvos Kosov Harambam. No, the Rambam does write this. V'daki yechosn atzma musar milot says mibeisa b'schayu kol shenoso. So the chasam soifer says, what are you talking about? The Rambam does say the Rambam and sefer hamitzvos. Maybe not in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam maybe makes no mention of this, but at least in the Sefer HaMitzvah Islah HaRambam, the Rambam does make mention that a chosan is not allowed to abandon his wife the first year. The Chasam Sofer says that this is not an asay lo isasay, we call Malcolm with just good marriage advice. So here's where he makes the conditions. He says that just like a chosan for a melchemes mitzvah, a melchemes mitzvah is allowed to go to war, going to study Torah, or going to make a parnasa is also in the category of melchemes mitzvah. And a chosan is allowed to go to Shana Rishoyna. I once gave a daf, had a daf yomi, and I had a guy who used to come and he got married. So he said to me, I'm not coming anymore. Shana Rishoyna. Shana Rishoyna. He never came back. So I should have told him, Muhammad Mitzvah, you're allowed to go. The real Muhammad Mitzvah is the daf. He'll probably say to me, no, no, no. At home is the real Muhammad Smith. Okay, so that was the story. Uvishut Radvaz Nishal and Mutu Lchosa Mashana Mishan Losses Muscharim Limnecheris. He has the same Shaila. Are you allowed to go during the first year for Parnos of Heshav Shimiloshan Agamar Besugi Masha Shalav Shaloyetse Bitsava? The bichlal. So he wants to say that from the Gemara, okay, that's the daf over here, there's no such thing. The only prohibition is to the only prohibition is Muhammad. When it comes for other things, you are allowed to leave the home during the first year. V'chi, ein loy umnis ella zeyomus berav, ayishal absachim. Does that mean that the person in the first year of his marriage should not make a parnasa? He should starve or should go collect charity? Certainly not. The first year, you're allowed to go make parnasa. I know there are even chassanim who have very good jobs. It's a very big problem even during Sheva Brachas. Okay, it's not so uncommon. Someone has a very good job, and you get married. Okay, so maybe the first 2-3 days already, 7 days they want to go to work. I know. I have friends. They really have a shot. They want to go to. They want to go to work during Sheva Brachas. What?
Everybody
understands it.
Everybody did.
Honeymoon period.
Not by the goyim.
Of course.
Okay, but you're on a very, very critical project, and they really want you to be there at the time of the year. So it's not, this is halachically, so it's a problem. Okay, let's see. The halav lo yichalek bein laniim lashim. The halav does not differentiate between poor and the rich. Shirak lashim sheyesh tam mal echel nemar. There's no such thing. The same way you're allowed to go make parnasa during the first year. V'chein asmag lo hiski b'chol amitzah shloyetzi l'schora ela shloyetzi l'echem min avoyim shekoyf nala esaram lo teis v'im yirtze hu lo teis alver b'lois b'lav yasei. V'chein arambam b'per exam melochem lo hiski shabeschora asus. Okay, so the reason for the Radvaz. The Radvaz is very lenient. The Radva says the only prohibition when it says in the Gemara you're not allowed to go to, you're not allowed to go out for war. But when it comes to other things, you are allowed to go. Umasha Kosaf, what? When we're talking about going out, Muhammad's Rishus. A Muhammad's Mitzvah, Afilu Kala. Even a Kala is allowed to go to war. That's why they argue today that women, what?
What's supposed to do? Shoot?
What does the Kala do?
Yeah.
So the Samachloikis, some say the Mamish fights, some say she provides food and the support for the men. A woman does not typically engage in combat, even though Yoel, a Yehudis, so L'chara, they did engage in combat. Okay, so that's a discussion. What?
Today
they do actual combat. In Israel, they let them do combat?
Why?
In Eretz Yisrael.
Combat.
It's only recently in America. In America, they allow women go into combat. So Israel is ahead of them. Okay, let's go further. Umasha Kosaf, next paragraph. Umasha Kosaf, Haramba, Besefer Mitzvah, Sheyesh, Isu, Lotzes, Aflus, Chor, Kosaf, Radvash, Sheshibushu, Shenofal, Besom. So he says something shocking. The Radvash says that what it says in the Rambam is a mistake. It's a shibush. Someone by mistake edited the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ev Shemin Amatik B'loshen Aravi, the person that translated the Sefer HaMitzvahs from Arabic. Oy Mimatik HaSefer. It's Aval B'loshen Aravi Kosev Zeleshoinai. So here he's quoting the original source. It seems that the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm not aware of this, was written in Arabic. Mishneh Torah was written in Hebrew. There's no question about that. But the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's saying, was written originally in Arabic.
And Yad HaChazak calls?
The Yad HaChazak was written in Hebrew. No, Yad HaChazak is Yad HaChazak is the Mishneh Torah. The Mishneh Torah was written in Hebrew. That's clear. But the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, written in Arabic, and the person who translated it added in this thing that the same way you're allowed to go out to, that a chassan is not allowed to go out to war, he's not allowed to go out to make parnasa. He's not allowed to go out for things as well. B'loshon Aravi calls the Zelosh Ravela Avon Es Chassan. I will bring up the sin. The Ela Avon El Chassan El Chassan Chitza Nifsa. Matzoi, okay, this is Arabic. I don't know how to translate these words over here. Whatever these words are, should we go to the next line? V'akavana ki achosan bi'atzmai muzar shelo yeitze mi beisoi kloima shelo tseis laderech v'loi bo'loi ma shelo yeitze mi beisoi klal ela shelo yeitze laderech kloima letzorche rabim. He should not go out for tzorche rab, which means for Muhammad's Rishus, ava letzorche atzmoy. Lama lo yetze laharviach l'samech et sisha shem ein loy ma yoichal ein lecho otzer gadol mizeh yuin sham. Okay, so this is a very chiddush. The Sefer HaMitzvah is written in Arabic, and he's actually quoting the exact words in Arabic. You have to know Arabic to know the meaning of these words, but if you translate these words literally, these words do not mean that a chosan may not go out to, on a trip to make parnasa. That's incorrect. A chosan is allowed to go out the first year to a distant location to make parnasa. It's not logical that he should starve or should beg for tzedakah, period. V'hinei, ha-chochmas odom posa k'divri ha-machmirim sh'maskir ha-dvaz b'dvarav sham sh'ayishim lotzei safi l'schira b'chochmas odom, much more recent. He says, like the machmirim u'poisek sh'hanoyse isha yitzorech la'amoyd b'iroi shana s'mima l'smoyach ima. You're not allowed to leave your city, even when it comes to other matters. That's the parish on the Chochmas Adam. We mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch. We mentioned clearly that you're not allowed to leave your city. He also quotes Sefer HaMitzvos. If the woman is meichel, that's going to be okay. In other words, if the woman does not need to be, if she's willing to be meichel and making a parnasa, if you'd go out and on a far trip, you'd come away with a lot of money, you'll be able to go buy her a jewelry, be able to provide. But if she's meichel, then you're not allowed to leave her. People want company more than they want gifts. Ach, the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, going down to even more. Recently, Kosav Yesh Mishuritza Loima Shabashana Rishana Ain Loy Lotzes Peschoira Limedina Cheretz, the Ain Ikaludvarma Illu. Again, Aruch HaShulchan, he rejects this. Aruch HaShulchan, he rejects the Chinuch. He rejects the The Shevet Halevi, the Pesach Acharon, says you are allowed to leave your wife in Shana Rishona for a significant period of time to make Parnasa, certainly if she gives you permission. Get married, you're 2 months married, you want to go travel to the other end of the world to make a nice Parnasa, and it's not necessary, you have more than enough saved up to get you through the year. What? So he paskins, you're allowed lechatchila to go and leave your wife, abandon her all alone for a significant period of time to come back with parnasa. The only thing you have to be machmir is you're just going sightseeing. I'm not going to make parnasa. You stay here. You have a good job. I want to go see the world without you. The world will look not a little nicer when you're not in the pictures. So you stay home. You stay home with the cat. You stay home. The cat will keep you company. I'm off to the races. So the Shevet Halevi says, if you do this, besides the fact that you need a marriage counselor, you are violating halacha. You're in violation of halacha. Naki yihye libei soy shana echos. If you're going for parnasa, it's mutter. If you're going sightseeing, it is aser.
What's the the reasoning behind the first year is it's the husband should
simach es ishtoy.
Be with his wife. It's not no in of he shouldn't. Going, I always said the mochalo. He shouldn't expose himself to a sakana in his first year of marriage.
That's the big question. See that.
To being with his wife. In other words, if he's a journalist,
that's not
if he's
the
a journalist,
it
if he gets an assignment.
That's not the reason it gives. It says that he doesn't expose himself to danger. It's that his mind won't be on fighting, and it'll be a cat.
No, but it says more. It says
the danger to his compatriots. That's the reason it gives.
There's nothing to so he's
alive. You're not concentrating on your job at hand of fighting, and you're worried about your wife at home.
someone's a journalist and he got worried and every 3 months and he gets
that's parnasa. That's parnasa.
Syria.
Actually, you can't
say
that's parnasa. It's parnasa. Every parnasa is sakana. Different degrees.
You're being sent to maybe you could use it.
No, I don't think
I just got married. I can't leave my wife first year.
I doesn't seem like it. This is the issue. The issue over here is Muhammad's Rishos. See, the problem is when it comes to an Isha, it says two things. Number one, it says Noki Yeleveso, which obviously when you're Muhammad's Ravayevsky said you're afraid your mind is not in Muhammad. That's why he sent home. But it also says in the Pasuk Vesimach Es Ishtoi. Why is that necessary? Vesimach Es Ishtoi, which implies that you have an obligation. You got married. You have an obligation to be mesamech your wife. If you are going to go to war, you are in violation of fulfilling that obligation. If it's a mochemes reshus, then someone else can fill in your place. When it comes to parnasa, that's the question, because the Torah does not address this situation in a situation other than Muhammad. This is the very big debate among all of these paiskim. The chinuch, the chasam sofer, the radvaz, the shevet alevi, the erech hashulchan. It's quoting everyone that's mufalpal in this inyan, the sram on the sefer hamitzvos. It's a misquote. It's a false translation. This issue is not clearly resolved. The bottom line is the most recent major league pasuk of Shevet Alevi paskins that you're allowed when it comes to parnasa. Parnasa is no different than a melchemes mitzvah. A melchemes mitzvah, you're not exempt. You're mechuyif to go to battle despite the fact that you're not going to fulfill the simach esishtai because the melchemes mitzvah. Making parnasa is no different than melchemes mitzvah. And he happens to throw in over here going to learn Torah. If you're going away to learn Torah, talk about a night koilo, you're getting married. Also, that's not an excuse to say, I just got married, I'm shana rishon, now I'm going to learn at home. Night Seder, I'm going to spend at home. It's nonsense. You're going to spend night Seder at home, you're not going
to
learn a word.
Go to Israel for 2 months.
What?
You're not going to go to Israel for a koilo. 2 months after being married and leave your wife here, right?
Well, so we're saying technically you can. You're not only saying there are two different issues. What are the marriage counselors going to say about this? That's number one. Number two, halacha. Let's talk strict halacha. Because even if the marriage counselor says in your situation it's a good idea, it's a good idea to get out of the house. It's a good idea. But what does halacha say about this? The marriage counselors can say what they want, but halacha also has an opinion on this matter. It says in the Torah, "Simach es ishto," you have to be with your wife. So it says, "Simach es ishto" is only for a devar rishus. Torah, study of Torah, is not a devar rishus. If you are going to learn better in a different location, you're allowed the chatila to go. I once had a sefer. I once purchased a sefer. I learned the sefer, and I was very impressed. I said, "This sefer is not something that comes around often." It's called Birchas Aaron. Like this is just off the charts. Someone can put out a sefer like this. So I inquired, who wrote this sefer? So he said, oh, this person wrote the sefer. He learns in a very unique kollel where the married men dorm. In Eretz Yisrael, there are a billion kollelim, or adopt a kollel. There are a million kollelim all over the place. But there's almost no such thing as a kollel for married men where they dorm. And they only come home for Shabbos. So there's such a kollel in Eretz Yisrael, I guess some marriages that need this. There are some marriages where the men, they're supported, they dorm, they're there 24/7, and they go home for Shabbos. To get accepted to the kollel, you have to have multiple letters of recommendation from different Gedolei Yisrael that say that this, maybe it could be, you have to get exclusive permission to be accepted into this kollel, because obviously you're creating a nightmare for the wife by not being home. But there are people that sign up for this, and the people that they have produced are one of a kind. When the people are not Torahed with the things that go on at home, being home, doing homework with the children, I mean, I don't know if it's good for raising children. Obviously, this is a major problem. I don't know how people get permission. How do you just abandon your wife? How do you not, what about your children? You have to raise your children. Maybe the children are very, very little. Obviously, it's on a case-by-case basis. Maybe they don't have children yet, whatever the situation is. But it just struck me. I saw the product of such a kollel. This is a sefer, and this sefer is like is impressive. This is, you really saw creativity, you saw enormous yigia, and it doesn't happen when you go, you know, first you wake up, okay, early to daven. Then you do carpool, then you have to eat breakfast, then you have to take one child to the doctor, and then you have to do this, and you have to do this, and during lunch you're running around, and then there's again carpool again. If you're running around the entire day, obviously you're not going to develop into that's life. It's more than Torah. That's life. But you're not going to become you're not going to be able to produce such a sefer. I mean, everything has trade-offs in life. You're going to have wonderful children that are well-balanced, have a father and a mother, and have parnasa, and have a good marriage, but you're not going to have that sefer. On the other hand, that's why probably most of the Gedolei Yisrael don't let you join that call. But when you're dealing with a person that obviously has problems in his marriage, or has maybe kids that are older, or doesn't have children, or has little children, or has a very big family, then these things are not an issue, or is independently wealthy, then obviously these are not issues. So then when you're in a place where you sit and learn Yom Valayla, and you don't have a married person, and you don't have the distractions of going home at night, it's a whole different league. Okay, let's go further. Let's finish up. The last paragraph. It's on inyanim on the parasha. Inyanim halachic inyanim relating to the parashas hashavua. He goes through topics, halachic topics. This doesn't really have to do with the parasha. It's arranged in that order, but it really discusses various halachic issues. Okay, the oirayin b'shut. It's a series of sermons called Birchas Aaron. He already has by now 4 or 5 svarim in his series. The oirayin b'shut chayim shol b'steichemed. Okay, we just quote some more marmakamos. Okay, let's go for the next. Katlonis k'shabal meis b'muchama. Okay, next issue. A woman that's married multiple times, but she did not kill all of her husbands. Is someone allowed to marry? It's one thing if the husband died at home. So okay, let's see. B'shut Aryan Tili Soy. That's the name of the sefer. Heavy Raya Mimashal B'sugin Echad Amoris Vech Echad Sabsul Vech Vechad Amoris Sa'omana. Whether you're married, whether a person has heirs into a besula or to an almana. Narei B'krok Sivit says in the pasuk Pen Yomus B'muchama V'isha Acher Yikochena. Okay, let's just go further. I'm not sure what he's referring to. I didn't do the daf. Let's just go further. Now, on the right side. Here's the difficulty he's coming to point out. A person marries an almana, umeis b'mulchama. Hare, ischaska b'shnei p'am l'katlanis. Ulamanda amar mazul garam. Afilu meis me'erisin oi b'nofal umnofal midleika. Heach yikochena achar im yamus pala b'mulchama. How can she take a third wife? How could she take a third husband when her first husband died by Muhammad? V'imkein shebimeis b'muchama harayz zekimeis b'dovah sheinim min minyan v'loy nikreis katlonis ayin shem. I do not know the Gemara, but he was trying to point out trying to extract from the Gemara is that if a person dies, if you can attribute a person's death to natural causes, a woman does not become a katlanis. This is a nogeh halacha l'maisa. Some poskim hold that a woman who's married to two husbands, that's already a chazaka. If two husbands die, so she's a katlanis. So the third husband has to be wary in marrying her, because sakana, he also may die. So the halacha is, the only time we say that a woman has a chazaka and it's dangerous is if the husband died through things that can be considered not natural. If this woman married to a man and he's over 60 years old and he dies naturally, she's not called a katlanis. You have this sometimes. Women are older women who want to remarry. They don't want to be alone, and they're already up to the third or fourth husband. It's not so uncommon. What? A woman who's married, the Gemara is a woman who's married twice, and both of her husbands died. She is a murderer, it's called. It's a bad nozzle that since two of her husbands have died, watch out. The third husband may also die. She has a track record of bringing bad mazel to the men that she marries.
It's like winning the triple crown.
So there's the machlokes. Does a woman come a katlanis? Does she earn this? You know, you have a bumper sticker. Bumper sticker. Katlanis. I saw yesterday. I was very impressed. I saw a bumper sticker yesterday. Kidney donor. Sewn on the star. I gave a kidney. That's wow. Like, you know, you gotta have to have respect on the road. You see someone on a sticker, official kidney donor. Give them room on the road. They get right of way. They've done something very noble. Who would do that? Give up a kidney? Kidney donor. So you have a bumper sticker? Watch out. Official, stamped by the Besdin, the Badatz, Kadlonis. Kadlonis. I've been married twice. Or you have to go to different colors. Green and red. Green means you've been married only twice. The red sticker is three times. Bonafide Katlanis. What? Other way? No, I don't think so.
I think after the third time.
The Machloikis. So there are exceptions. To be a Katlanis, and again, this is no gelach lemais, because there are women, there are older women that don't want to be alone, and they're up to marrying their third husband. So the halacha is, if a husband dies a natural death. A natural death means over the age of 60. Anyone over the age of 60 who dies naturally. Disease, whatever it is. As someone that's not does not qualify as katlanis. Katlanis means the person died young, died through unusual circumstances that are not can be standard. So here the dilemma is a woman's husband died in war. Okay, a woman's husband was a soldier and died in war. Does that part of the equation, does that add into the equation and say, listen, he was 30 years old. And Rahman al-Litzlan, he died in war. He was on assignment. No, so a car accident is not. A car accident is not. I don't think a car accident is called katlanis. I don't know.
Cut the brakes.
That can't be.
That's the issue. The Gemara says if a person dies naturally at a certain age, it's not cool.
Is it natural?
Have you seen that one too?
I don't know the answer. Okay, so the only thing the Gemara deals with is dying on assignment, war. And the Gemara, he strives to bring a ride that if a person, Rahman al-Islam, dies in war, this is considered to be a natural occurrence. It's not part of the equation of katlanis. So if a woman, an elderly woman, has an opportunity to get married for a third time, and they come to the Rav and they say, you know, is there a halachic issue of being a katlanis? Well, we had two husbands. One husband died naturally. One husband died in some bizarre, let's say, died very young, under the age of 60, and the other one was a soldier and died in war. It's not a katlanis, because this one that died as a soldier in war is not considered to be a bad mazel. It's natural. Dying in war is something which happens naturally, and therefore, Rahman al-Sala, and therefore it's not, that's what he says, it's not to get the katlanis. Okay, next case. Kinias bayis kodim anasin al yachram. So a person purchases a home before he gets married, after he gets married. That's what he says. Tana rabbanon. Asher bonas, asher notav, asher eras. The three different things that a person did, he didn't need to be exempted from war. Limdu Torah derecheret, sheyim no'odem bayis, vita kenem biachach yis isha. The order of the Torah is, mir yis shabona bayis, yelech v'yoshev l'veso. Mir yis shenot hakenem, yelech v'yoshev l'veso. Mir yis shenos isha. So indirectly we learn, darkoy shaloylam. First thing you do is, you get an apartment. You buy a dira. You take all of your bar mitzvah money. The money you got as a bar mitzvah gift, and you buy a house. Next thing is you get a job. Yitak harem, a source of income. Now you have a home, and you have a parnasa. Now you get married. Isn't that what it says in the Gemara? That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says anyone that does otherwise is a shaita. What? We don't paskin like this Rambam, right? We don't paskin like this Rambam. Yeah? What do you want to say?
Mare is a rich mare.
Rambam doesn't talk about that. Okay, talk about Ashabona, Ashanot, Asha Eras, Limda Tor, the Recherit, Ashayiv, Neodam, Bais, Vita Kem, Yechahis Isha, Beyavits, Kosav, Shabavada, Eina Kavan Shemisha, Yoni, Itzorch, Limon, and Melissa Isha, Ashayi, Lo Bais. Does it really mean that you have to follow the Slahalocha? Does that really mean that if you don't have a house, you're not going to get married? The Hoysev Shekesha, Oni, Noitamanat Stok, Tshichma Bezdin, Piat Sibor, Lahaske, Lo Bais. People get married, we all know, unfortunately, they have to raise money collection. People, unfortunately, they can't survive, and they become a basket case. They become a burden to the tzibur. Ulam in tzrichim liknais lebayis v'liatul lekerem. So the halacha is you don't have to follow the yavetz. Kerav Yaakov Emden says, don't take this gemara too literally. But on the other hand, Desdin does not have obligations to go overboard for you. If you want to be irresponsible, enter into a marriage without a parnasa, without a place to live, so no, the Desdin will help you out to a degree, but they're not going to go buy for you a bayis and give you a parnas. That's your problem. If you don't have enough money for both, do whatever you can do. So he says it's not logical that this to be taken away, because that would then basically mean that if you're poor, you can't get married. And it's not logical. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that a person who's poor should be denied the option of getting married. Next, next page. Okay, I do not know who this is. He just brings us down that Talmidicham do not need to follow this pattern. There's another pasuk. In the brachos and parshas Bechukosai, Kisavo, the order is first, blessed are the fruits of your womb. And then it goes on to say your produce. Mm-hmm. So we see that there's another seder where first you get married, have children, and then you'll worry about parnasa. Amdam ayin shom mashnokad bezeh hagoyin Reb Chaim Filagi. So he says that the generation, the reason why we do not follow this is because the generation have been diminished. If a person today would follow the literal rule of the Gemara and first have a bais and have a parnos and then get married, by the time he gets married, he would marry a different type of girl. His whole outlook on life would be different. It would not be with the same idealism that he approaches marriage when he's young and ignorant and poor. That's what they say. So therefore, a person who's young and right out of Beis Medrash, he's idealistic. When he's idealistic, so then he will approach marriage with b'kedusha uvitahara and hope and pray everything works out. That's the attitude, the whole world. But a person is first going to go and get a parnasa, and then and get ready. There's a lot of dangers. Some people are successful; it works out for some people very, very well. But not everyone is so fortunate. Okay, let's go further. That's what he said. That comes from Chaim Pelagi. The achzar daru, the generations have been diminished. The hatahara pochas tahara has been diminished. The alken yesh lisa isha koydim ayin sham sherech bezeh. Okay, next mem dal. Next case. Noshim bin Muhammad. The women go to war. The third exemption is anyone that has a soft heart. So Rabbi Akiva says, you're afraid of seeing blood. Anyone who's afraid to see blood, the battlefield is gory, then go home. No, that's not an excuse. You're afraid to see blood, then learn how to see blood. It means anyone that knows that he is a sinner, he knows that there's a kitrog in Shemayim against him. So you don't go to battle because your sins will overtake you in battle, you will die, and then that will be contagious, others will be afraid. Even a kala michupasa goes to Muhammad. Now, Omar Rabbi Huda, what status do we have today when Eretz Yisrael defends itself from the enemies on all sides? Is this called Muhammad's mitzvah or Muhammad's rishus? The pashtus is Muhammad's mitzvah. That is the pashtus. It's Muhammad's mitzvah. And therefore there's an obligation. So how do the Haredim draft the army? I don't know. I do not have an answer. Dodge the army? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Even the Gedolim that say not to go to the army also say it's Muhammad's mitzvah. So the stira. It's Muhammad's mitzvah. The big Gedolim, and they all say it's Muhammad's mitzvah. Muhammad says, how come you don't go to the army? I don't know the answer. There has to be some. I don't know. When anything you're going to say, you get into trouble. V'inei, mi mishna zos mashma l'chura shem Muhammad's mitzvah v'chayv v'gam noshim l'chuyavos l'shtatev. So from this mishna, it's mashed that women have an obligation to participate in combat roles. That's what it says. L'shtatev po v'afilu kal m'chupasa m'otzin b'chdei l'shtatev po. Women have to go to participate. U'v'minchas chinuch kosav. Mikan la'akshus al sefer chinuch. Okay, so the minchas chinuch, that's his role to challenge the chinuch shekosav gabi mitzvah zechiras mechias amalek shehamitzvah noheges rak bezocharim kasher ki lohem la'asos hamulchama v'nekama ha'iv v'loy l'nashem. How could that possibly be? V'haloi b'muchamas mitzvah kol yotzim v'filu kal mechupasa. Here's the question. The question is, come Shabbos parsha zochor, do women have to go to hear Shabbos zochor? So the chinuch says women do not have to go. They do not have to go. They can stay home. They do not need to hear the learning of Mechia Samalek. Why? Because the mitzvah is to hear that you mechuyev to wipe out Amalek and to do it. And to put on your armor, your battle gear, and take a weapon and go and fight. Do women go to battle? No. Women do not engage in battle. If women are not going to fulfill the mitzvah, they have no obligation to hear the mitzvah. So the question is, what do you mean? Going to destroy Amalek is not a Muhammad's reshus, it's a Muhammad's mitzvah. They have an obligation. So once they have an obligation to participate in the battle, they have an obligation to hear the laning of Mechia Samalek and Parsha Zohar.
But that's this, why they had the words that it's not Zman Grama.
It's not Zman Grama. Well, I mean, it's continuous.
Rabbi Fran said the women absolutely don't have to hear it.
They don't have. Why not? Because they don't go to Muhammad. Basically,
it's part of Talmud Torah.
It's not. So you want to say that you want to give an answer because the Bizman is that we're not going to war. We're not going to war. So since we're not going to war, so it's Talmud Torah. It's only once a year, so it's Zman Grama. But let's learn with this approach that it's to go to war mamish. So then the question is that then they have an obligation. Is it really so? How could it be? Ksivit says, "Kol kvuda bas melech pinima." The kasav yishlam. Rav Shachman is kevin shachas yotzim mechedra v'kal yotzim mechupasa. Shein hagas yimei chupa. The avshes shemulchemes mitzvah anoshem hayu mesapkois mayim umozim lebalehen v'chein aminekayom be'arvios. I don't know what be'arvios means, but it means over here is that in echnami. It means when it says here in the Gemara that kala mechupasa, it does not mean combat. It means support. Support is not the same. Therefore, are the women going to be the ones that are going to be executing Amalek? No. Therefore, since they're not doing it, it's not their mitzvah. They have no obligation to hear the laning of Mechias Amalek. That's all it means. Don't get carried away when it says the Gemara Kala Mechupasa means means combat, it means support. And he writes, that was the minig. The minig was women, they participated in support groups. That's not what it says in Mishle. That's not the role of a Jewish woman to go out into public. So what it means over here is that the kala leaves. It means she leaves the chuppah. Once her chassan has to go out to, is called up for duty. So then the kala doesn't mean she goes out to war. It means she leaves the mekoyim of the chuppah because the chassan is no longer present, and the kala is not going to engage in battle at all. That's all it means. The kala mechupasa, the kala leaves the chuppa, but it does not mean the kala goes into battle. The oirayin berashash besugin shakasa v'ulay anan yotzos einan yotzos el levashel laefos. He says it means they go to war. It means to cook and to bake. Uchodoyme letzorech hagavar ma'anshe hamuchama. Okay, so what we take out of this is, let's review the yisaidas. Number one, the seven called muhammes reshus and the seven called muhammes mitzvah. Muhammes mitzvah afi. It says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, I feel chasan mechupasa, the kala mechupasa. We have two interpretations of what that, we have really three. Either you can say it means literally, she leaves the chupasa to go and be a partner with the chasan in combat. That's an approach which possibly some of the Rishonim learn. Other two approaches is she leaves the chuppah to participate in support roles, but does not actually engage in battle because of the violation of kol kvuda bas melech penima. Once she's not already engaging in battle, it's not the same league as the men, and therefore, when it comes to mechias ha-molek, she's not obligated because she's not the one that's going to engage in combat. The third approach is even a more lean approach, is a shocking approach, is to fight, and the kala mechupasa because there's no one to celebrate with. Not that she's going to fight. She goes home. The chassan goes to battle. So the chassan left the chuppah. And the kala, she leaves the chuppah where? Not to go to battle. Not to participate in support. But to go home. Why is she going home? Because the chassan's not here anymore. That's a pretty big shock, right? They say such a thing. But that's what he actually says. So we according to one approach. Okay, so this is the issue. What time is it now? Okay, we're going to stop here. Take a short